T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome in now the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. The Pelicans and Zion Williamson going off last night before the All-Star break. And Bobby, Zion's really starting, minute by minute, game by game, is really starting to elevate his game. He's been impressive since he came on the court following that injury, and he just gets better and better.
Well, it's still a small sample size, but you'd have to say for sure he's a star. Now, what we need him to be is a superstar, and I think he is that. I mean, that outing, I mean, if you just look at points and you look at minutes, I mean, look at 32 points in 32 minutes, 11 of 19 shooting, 6 rebounds. Then what I'm impressed with, and because he's going to attack the basket, if he can continue to do this at a very high level, this is when he's averaging, I'd say mid to high 20s. When you go 10 of 13 at the free throw line, to me, that's what if he continues to do that, I think short or long term, he'll have an influence on every game and will be a superstar. Now, look, his second consecutive game where he had 30 points plus, and the third time in his past 4 games, he's attempted double-digit free throws. So when I look at when he's shooting free throws, if he's getting a double-digit free throws, that means he's being aggressive. And then if he can knock down those free throws, he could potentially be unstoppable. And then every now and then, I don't know, if you shoot 10 three-pointers, can you make 3 out of 10? Something like that. We don't expect it to be J.J. Redick, but just if he can do that, that would be speak volumes and be unbelievable. But his main kind of Achilles heel, Coach Gentry brought this up, still turnovers when you think about it. And Lonzo Ball said that's one reason why Oklahoma City is having success this year, is they don't turn over the ball. Look, we committed 11 turnovers in the first half, and which led to 17 Oklahoma City points. I mean, you can't have those points off of turnovers, and that's what happened. And we ended up finishing with 17 giveaways, and you look at Oklahoma City only turned it over 7 times. So you can see when the game comes down to the wire, the difference. I know people want more than that, but a lot of times just those turnovers, how you're protecting the ball, and that's when Coach Gentry went on to say, the two surprising teams so far going to the All-Star break, he thinks, is Oklahoma City and Memphis. And one of the main reasons with Oklahoma City, with Chris Paul coming back and playing with a fire, is how they protect the basketball and they don't turn it over. I really thought we had a chance to continue the winning streak, and now, that ended the 3-game winning streak going into the All-Star break. And, 23-32 and, 5.5 games back of 8-seeded Memphis. I kind of like I said in the past, how we stack up against Memphis. So I think with 27 games remaining, we definitely still have a chance.
Yeah, good to hear. If the Pelicans somehow punch their way into the playoffs, punch their ticket into the playoffs, I think that would be a big coup for this squad that basically overhauled the entire franchise in the offseason. Bobby, LSU baseball opens tonight against Indiana, a tough team, the defending Big Ten champions, but they lost 6 guys to the MLB draft a year ago.
You know, the surprise team last year, obviously making it to the championship, the Michigan Wolverines. When you look at schools up north, and boy, if you can go that far and even make the College World Series, speaks volumes. But Chris, what is your take? I'm kind of glad that we're under the radar right now. When you considered the lofty preseason expectations last year, we're number one in the nation. Now anywhere, I was looking different polls from 11th to number 14 somewhere. So I kind of like being under the radar. But he just showed you how tough the SEC is. Here's LSU, who had picked 3rd in the West, and they're only like the 6th or 7th highest-ranked team in the whole SEC. So, boy, I mean, it's like the rich get richer as far as when you look at SEC football, but look at SEC baseball, how dominant. And I was looking where, they only received 2 first-place votes to win the division, that being the SEC West, and they did not even receive 1 single vote to win the conference. So, I guess it'd be monumental considering where Vanderbilt and a number of teams are and how good they are for LSU to win the conference overall. And we all know how well they play in the SEC tournament. But I thought that caught my attention when all of a sudden they did not receive one vote to win the conference in the preseason.
Bobby, 7 out of 15. 7 out of the 15 top 15 teams are in the SEC. 8 out of the top 25 come from the SEC. So it shows you how stiff that competition is in the Southeastern Conference. Look, I think, you know, this is right where they should be, anywhere from 11 to 14, because there's a lot of unknowns, Bobby. I mean, you got Saul Garza returning. You got Cade Belozo returning along with Daniel Cabrera returning. Those are the three position players that are returning that have experience from a year ago. Zach Mathis, they call him Hack Mathis, the junior college transfer, has come in. He's going to bat in the three hole. And think about that. He's had quite the spring and quite the fall. He's going to bat in the three hole. He's got tremendous power. For a guy that's 5'8", under 200 pounds, he's just wiry. He's just really strong. He can hit the ball. So I think that ultimately what's going to carry this team early going, the early goings, is the pitching staff. 13 out of the 16 pitchers have some real game, meaningful game experience. And that's not very often, very frequent in college baseball. There's not a lot of college baseball teams that, in theory, this LSU team could roll out five weekend starters. Eric Walker is going to end up being a midweek starter because of A.J. Labus going on Sunday, and then you've got, working backward, Landon Marceau on Saturday, and Cole Henry going on Friday nights, and then Jaden Hill, who was a starter last year for two games before suffering an arm injury, he's going to work out of the bullpen, and he was bumping 96, 97 miles an hour this spring with his fastball. So they've got arms aplenty, and they also have some lefties. They didn't have that a year ago. They got some lefties to come out of the pen. So I think that what's going to carry this team going forward, at least in the early goings of the season, is going to be the pitching staff. And if that young position group, whether it's Cade Doty, Gavin Dugas, or Mike Bianco's son, if they get going along with incomers, newcomers like Zach Mathis, I think this offense could produce some serious power. If you look at Cade Belozo last year, he hit 10 home runs. Saul Garza was bumping 10. Cabrera was over 10. So they've got a potential to have some serious power in this lineup.
Now, Christian, so what you're telling me then is they can reach their potential together in this season as a staff, then they can contend for that 7 national championship. Because you know how the natives get restless around here. I thought this was interesting. Looking at LSU's program, they have made it to the College World Series 18 times since the Tigers first went back in 1986. And you look, since the Tigers made that first College World Series appearance back in 86, LSU has never gone more than three seasons without making it back-to-back to Omaha. Remember, that happened in 05 to 07, in 2010 to 12. Well, guess where they're at right now, Christian?
They're in that stretch, the third year of that stretch.
So that's going to be a lot of pressure, simply because of, you know, the natives get restless. And, you know, we last went to Omaha in 2017. It's really not that long ago, but I guess how you lost the eventual champion, the Florida Gators. And I remember doing a show with you. You know, people were like, oh, I can't believe we didn't beat Florida. So I don't know. We played them six times and we won once. So wouldn't you say Florida was better?
Speaking of, they don't want to accept that, Bobby. Speaking of, you know what this pitching staff reminds me of? That Florida squad. Remember, now, I'm not saying they have Alex Viedo or Brady Singer, but I'm talking about from top to bottom, the depth and quality arms. Man, they've got it. I mean, they got Matthew Beck coming out of the bullpen. You've got Devin Fontenot out of the bullpen. Mikhail Hilliard out of the bullpen. And Nick Storrs has also finally come along. That guy's been there for a while, and due to injury hasn't been able to make an appearance. Trent Vitmeyer is also out of the bullpen. So they've got some quality arms, and some Chase Costello's another one. Guys that can come out of the pen and not just get strike guys out. I mean, they've got some power arms in that pen, and they got some power arms in the weekend starting rotation.
You know, if they come together, like you said, I think that's going to be key. Not just one dominant, you know, we need that dominant individual, that Friday night starter, but you got to come together as a staff and not be that weak link. And, Christian, you know, it's just the expectations. If you really look at it, how you talk to fans and, you know, they like LSU baseball, but they look at the expectations, kind of like how Alabama fans are with their football team right now. Can you imagine that all of a sudden, you know, they're expecting championships, But Alabama teams, all of a sudden, back-to-back years, whatever, they're not making the Final Four. They're like, what? You know, it's kind of like almost how the expectations, fair or unfair, kind of LSU baseball more than any other program in the country. It's not like that at Vanderbilt, how the expectations, it really is like a lot of pressure on Coach Venerdi and the staff and the team, but Omaha or bust.
Yeah, look, I've talked about that, Bobby. I've written about it. The Omaha or bust mantra used to hold true in the Skip Bourbon era. But when the landscape of college baseball changed, when other universities started realizing, hey, we can make money off of baseball as well if we devote some resources and money into it, then we can have a viable program as well. Look at Louisville. Year in and year out over the last decade, they've been ranked in the top five preseason. So 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 25 years ago, when Skip Bertman was establishing his dynasty in Baton Rouge, Louisville didn't care one iota about baseball. Coastal Carolina would have never won a national championship in baseball in the 90s because nobody devoted resources to it. And plus, they weren't competing for the amount of scholarships that they are now at 11.7 scholarships. And Skip Bertman could stack his teams. He could have guys that one through 35 that could be starters on any other team in the country. But because LSU devoted the resources early on, the person you have to blame for those expectations, honestly, is the legendary Skip Bertman. He's the one who set that bar.
Right, right. Set it so high. And, boy, and I think this is a great classic, too, to kick off the season. You know, you're always going to have a team like Indiana to come down south because it's so cold up north right now. But to play what they call that Minute Maid Classic in Houston, I think that's awesome. You know, who do they have? Like Texas, LSU,
Baylor.
Baylor, and I can't think of the other one. But Oklahoma. Think of that. That's all. They take pride in baseball. So I think that's a great early measuring stick and could help your confidence if you can come out on top of that going into SEC play.
Yeah, it'll be Texas, Baylor, and Oklahoma. It'll be the weekend of February 28th. And 29th and then first Sunday in March. That'll be fun. They did that a couple of years ago. I think it's great because you got really good programs. Texas is a really good baseball program, an up-and-coming baseball program, and Baylor is strong as well. And Oklahoma, you mentioned it. Kyler Murray, I don't know if you saw him play at Oklahoma on the baseball diamond. We saw him play in football, but I saw him play college baseball at Oklahoma. He was every bit as impressive. So
well, the Oakland A's wanted to make him a major leaguer, so that wasn't just because they liked him as a quarterback, and they just said, he's a real good football player. We think he can play baseball. No, he actually accomplished things at Oklahoma baseball.
Bobby, what you doing this weekend? Are you riding any parades this weekend?
Yes, I'm in a parade tomorrow. I'll be the Mad Hatter. Christian, I'm all pumped up. It's at 5 o'clock, so you'll be on Veterans, the Mad Hatter Parade, And Joan's going to be the White Queen, so we're going to have a good time. We're looking forward to it, and looks like the weather's going to cooperate. And to show you, it's pretty serious, because I got to go for the praise at 5, but I got to go for makeup at 12.
I'm going to be you're getting makeup.
No, you probably won't even be able to recognize. I'm going to be like a giant Johnny Depp. Remember the Mad Hatter?
I said
makeup at noon. I go, what, the praise not till 5, so. Yeah, I think they'll have me tied down to the float so I don't fall off, so we'll have fun.
Me and Deuce are riding the King crew of Titans in Slidell tomorrow. We're looking forward to that, man.
Oh, yeah. This is the carnival season, and we're all looking forward to that. And it's always great when the weather cooperates because the folks want to come out and bring their young ones and just have a good time. And it looks like it's not too cold, but it's definitely not going to be hot, so I think it'll be nice.
Bobby, don't be late for your makeup tomorrow. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your ride, all right?
All right. All right, Grayson, I'll talk to you Monday. All right. Goodbye.
Bobby putting on the makeup. Makeup call for noon. We'll step away and come back. It's Pelicans Primer next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.